Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a WSM digital production.
From the station that made country music famous, this is another 650 AM WSM Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, powered by NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, our guitars are better than new. Every guitar has passed an extra inspection. It's set up and tested by a certified luthier and put safely in its case till it's shipped out to you. Not like those big box stores where a ton of pimple-faced kids been jamming with their booger fingers, scratching them all up. At NashvilleGuitarStore.com, our guitars are better than new.
NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox, and welcome to this edition of our WSM podcast. We're going to take you back October 25th, 2017, and a really special night at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. All in for the Gambler, the farewell concert experience from Kenny Rogers. And boy, you talk about a who's who in country music. And so fittingly that this event was held at Bridgestone Arena, because literally we're a block away from the Country Music Hall of Fame, where Kenny Rogers is a member. Right across the street from Walk of Fame Park, where the day before, Kenny Rogers had his star in Nashville's Walk of Fame unveiled. So a really special night, and I got to do some red carpet interviews. And it's interesting on the red carpet, too, because I haven't done a whole lot of this in my radio career, but it's really kind of about a 25-30 minute adrenaline rush with a lot of standing around and waiting before and after. But once people start coming down, you get about a minute and a half, and it's one right after the other. So in the next 15 or 20 minutes on this podcast, you'll hear interviews with T. Graham Brown and T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang, Lee Greenwood, the Oak Ridge Boys, Travis Tritt, the Gatlin Brothers, Steve and Rudy. Larry's recovering from some vocal surgery. The event organizer, Keith Wortman, Grammy winner Linda Davis, the Judds, and of course, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. So enjoy this trip back to the red carpet experience. All in for the Gambler, the farewell concert for Kenny Rogers. One of our longtime friends, one of Kenny's longtime friends, looking quite regal in the red tonight. T. Graham Brown, great to see him.
Good to see you too, brother.
You and Kenny Rogers go back, what, about three decades?
Yeah. I think the first show I worked with him was in 1985. So, yeah, we go back a long way.
From a musical standpoint, though, he's kind of written the soundtrack of our lives, has he not?
Yeah.
I mean, or sung it anyway, for sure.
Well, what you got is a consummate professional entertainer. He's a great actor. He's written hit songs. He's a great photographer, husband, father. I mean, he's done it all.
Yeah, he's had quite a week. He was inducted into the Walk of Fame outside Bridgestone yesterday.
Yeah, this
tonight, and then his photography is going to be recognized as well. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because he's terrific.
And you know, one of the gifts we got last night at rehearsal was Kenny gave us a photograph signed by him of a picture that he took in Ireland. So
pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
So what is your part in the festivities tonight?
We're going to sing Let's Go Out in a Blaze of Glory.
Oh, well, that's a good one, huh? That's a fitting song for the night, too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you two at the Franklin Theater in December as part of the Christmas tour. You and Miss Sheila got to come by with the best chocolate chip cookies in the world.
Like we always do.
Great to see you.
Thank you, brother.
That's T. Graham Brown, the great Lee Greenwood, joining us. When you do a show, it's 2 hours. Everybody knows every word to every song. This is going to be one of those 3-4 hour nights where it's exactly the same thing. Everybody's going to be able to sing along. It's going to be a magical night, huh?
It will be. And of course, Kenny, when the letter first came to me, he's invited all of his friends. These are people tonight he's going to allow the honor of them singing his music. Yeah. And that's a lot of trust. But when you consider what we're doing, all of the artists here tonight are consummate artists in their own right. So there'll be 9 of us just singing Blaze of Glory along, you know, and it'll be kind of fun. Yeah. I've never had that chance to do somebody else's music, so it's cool.
How far back do you and Kenny go? When did you first meet?
We've I first saw him perform at, when I was 17 years old at the Thunderbird Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was playing bass behind the Kirby Stone Four. If you go back that far, folks.
Thunderbird's one of those legendary places on the old strip, right?
Yeah, the Sahara was the next hotel over with Louis Prima and Buddy Hackett. And, of course, when the Kirby Stone Four just got off the Ed Sullivan Show, and I just driven my 55 Chevy from Sacramento to Vegas, and I walked into Thunderbird Hotel and saw him, I couldn't believe it.
Wow. Wow, pretty cool.
Yep.
Guys, to wrap it up tonight, too. Hard to believe that this great career of live performance is coming to an end. Doesn't mean that we won't hear him recorded anymore, but the chance to see him live again, it's in.
Yeah, and as that winds down, for any artist you admire, people are going to be clamoring to see him in the last few concerts that he'll have after this one.
Yeah. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, you're welcome.
All in for the gambler. It's the farewell concert spectacular for Kenny Rogers. We're at Bridgestone Arena. I'm Charlie Matos, and a pleasure to chat with Aaron Lewis. And I tell you, as a guy who's had big hits and has sold millions of albums, I mean platinum records in your career, can you wrap your brain around 120 singles and 100 million records worldwide in a 50-year career? It's incredible when you look at the work of Kenny Rogers, huh?
It's beyond incredible. It's the career that we all dream and hope to have.
Yeah.
And most of us are not successful at doing so.
Well, there'll be a lot of country in this building tonight, though, huh? Looking back at a recent tune of yours.
Yeah, and I'm very, very honored to be here.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing as part of the festivities?
I'm singing Coward of the County tonight.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Very excited about it.
Is there a time? There had probably not a time in your life when there hadn't been a Kenny Rogers song on the radio at some point. Huh?
No, not really. Yeah. No, I was born into it. Yeah. I grew up with Kenny. Yeah. He doesn't even realize that we were boys. We were tight.
I hear you.
Great to visit with you.
Thank you.
All in for the gambler at Bridgestone Arena, the farewell concert spectacular, Kenny Rogers and friends. If my math is right, 67.7% of the Gatlin brothers with Steve and Rudy Gatlin. Larry, not here tonight, recovering from vocal surgery. Janice must be the happiest person in all of Middle Tennessee.
She's in a long line. But he's talking again, Charlie.
Well, we knew it was inevitable, right?
Very little. So, yes. Very little. We have another 4 weeks till he can really talk at full voice and sing. He's not singing none. But he'll be back.
Well, this is going to be a special night. Take me back to your friendship with Kenny Rogers. When did your paths first cross?
Our first encounter was in Fort Worth at the Municipal Auditorium there in Fort Worth, Texas. We did a show with Kenny. And he hadn't had Lucille yet, but he'd already had a couple of hits. Yeah. And we knew him, of course, from the 60s with, you know, Something's Burning and all those great hits with Kenny Rogers in the First Edition. And I was in love with Mary, who ended up marrying Roger Miller. I love Mary Miller. Everybody's in love with Mary. Yeah, and Kenny was a good-looking, you know, had the beard and the hair and all that, but cut great records. They cut great records, and he's cut great records through the years. Everybody's going to be singing along with him.
What are you guys doing tonight, Steve?
We're singing in part of a group with Greenwood, Travis Tritt, Billy Dean, Crystal Gale, T.G. Shepherd, T. Graham Brown. We're doing a Blaze of Glory.
I'll use the old Bill Cody line. How'd you like a pup out of that litter?
I would.
With Justin Moore on the red carpet. And you look at your discography. There's big hits. There's monster hits. There's a lot of records sold. And you look at the career of Kenny Rogers, and it's hard to wrap your brain around 100 million albums and 200 hits around the world.
It's ridiculous, yeah. I mean, if I could scratch the surface, I'd be thrilled. But, what an unbelievable career. I think in order to have that much success and hit records in so many decades that you've had so much success, it takes, as you well know, it takes doing a lot of things right. And clearly Kenny's done that for a long time, and it's something for myself, you know, even though I'm a decade into my career, I still consider myself a younger guy to strive to at least somewhat be like.
Yeah. Well, 33 years old, there wasn't a time in your life there wasn't a Kenny Rogers record on the radio at some point.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable. One of my earliest memories of music at all was watching the Kenny and Dolly Christmas special each year. And we were camped out in front of the TV, my parents and I, each and every year for that. So I've never met Kenny. I'm honored to be a part of this. I don't know how I am a part of this, but I'm honored and thrilled to be a part of it. And hopefully I don't screw Lucille up too badly tonight.
Well, it's one of the, I think osmosis, it'll just come from the back of the brain.
I hope so, yeah.
All right, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
T.G. Shepherd, Kelly Lang joining us on the red carpet. T.G., first time you met Kenny Rogers, how far back we got to go?
Wow, it was in the 70s, late 70s. And then I got a chance to go on the road and open up for him. Like so many of the artists that you'll see here tonight, we all opened up for Kenny. Mm-hmm. So it was back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, and you can't, at a time in your career when the hits are just starting to come, but to be able to play in front of that kind of crowd and sell out crowds of tens of thousands, it's got to be huge.
Well, when I first went to work for Kenny, Lucille had just come out, and we went from playing to 2,500 and 3,000 people a night to 15 and 20,000 people a night. So people say, what's the importance of a song? It's everything. Yeah. And Kenny is the master at picking great songs.
Yeah. Speaking of great songs, Kelly Lang, you can sing some great songs. What are you guys going to be doing this evening?
Well, he's actually going to be performing. I'm not performing tonight, but my highlight of my career was actually singing with Barry Gibb at Kenny's induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame a few years ago.
Pretty special that we're one block away from that building.
I know. It really brought back memories for me this week.
All right. Going to come see us with brand new music real soon, too.
I am. November the 6th. Thank you. Thank you.
T.G. Shepherd, Kelly Lang, all in for the gambler. Keith Wortman from Blackbird Presents, the executive producer of this event. I can't even imagine the effort, the logistics it took to putting all of this together.
Yeah, thousands of details, thousands of man hours, but worth every second of it when you see what goes on in that room tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, one constant theme of almost everyone I've spoken with, everybody's been on tour, everybody opened at some point for Kenny, and everyone was treated with such class that they can't wait to be here and share this night with him.
Those were the requirements in order to be on this show. You either had to record it with him, tour with him, been friends with him, or if you're a younger artist, you had to have cited him as a significant influence all through the years. That was the minimum before I called you. So then when I called everyone, everyone said yes without hesitation.
He got his star in the Walk of Fame a block away, and he's got a plaque in the Country Music Hall of Fame a block away. So it's kind of fitting that Bridgestone Arena is the site for this.
Absolutely. We organized it so that around the show, these other events would take place. So it's really like Kenny Rogers week here in town. And so we're glad it all just came together.
Thanks for visiting.
Likewise.
All in for the gambler backstage at Bridgestone Arena. It's Kenny Rogers and Friends, the farewell concert. I feel like I won a lottery ticket. Everywhere I go this week, I'm with the Oak Ridge Boys. It's a pretty good week for me, I got to tell you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Joe Bonds will take me back. First time you guys would have crossed paths was Kenny Rogers.
Well, it would have been in the 70s, right around 77, 78. We worked a few dates with Kenny, and then Kenny had this idea to put on this big monstrous arena tour that like nobody else had ever done before in country at that time. And so the Oak Ridge Boys, we were riding all the early hits, and Kenny was riding Lucille and the Gambler, and he had the big duets with Dottie. Yeah. So the Oak Ridge Boys, Dottie West and Kenny Rogers, took out the full house tour, 90 cities, big arenas, big production. It had never been done before, and it was huge for us. And of course, we got to know Kenny very well on that tour, learned a lot from Kenny. We were to tour with him again quite a bit in the future, but that first full house tour was really a monster. And to this day, people come up to us and say, I first saw you guys with Kenny Rogers back in 79. So Kenny's meant a lot to the Oak Ridge Boys, and we love him dearly. We're proud and honored to be here tonight.
Well, I know you guys are first up, so time's a little limited, but you know, you think Kenny Rogers, you think Christmas as well. You think Oak Ridge Boys, you think Christmas as well.
Well, you know, I think we learn how to do Christmas from Kenny Rogers. You know, he put us on his Christmas show, and we had such a great time. And Garth Brooks, believe it or not, opened the show, you know. But we learn how to do Christmas from Kenny, and we're on our 29th annual Christmas tour this year, so and we owe it all to Kenny Rogers. And it's such an honor to be here tonight. It really is.
One block away from the Country Music Hall of Fame with the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm Charlie Maddox from 650 AM WSM with Travis Tritt. Last time I ran into you, we were about 10 feet away from where we are right now, and it was the 40th celebration of Charlie Daniels Volunteer Jam. You and I only meet at this arena with sellout crowds, apparently.
Hey, if we're going to meet somewhere, this is a good place to do it, isn't it?
Well, that's two special events, though. Take me back. First time you ever crossed paths with Kenny Rogers.
Well, you know, Kenny and I shared the same manager when we first got started. Ken Cragen was our manager, and
well, that's one of the legendary names. Huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
You know, Trish Yearwood. So many great people. But when Kenny and I first met, he took me under his wing. I released my first single in 1989. In 1990, he took me out on tour with him to open a show. And it's like opening for Kenny Rogers is a big deal for anybody, especially somebody that's brand new.
Yeah. And as you well know, the opening act is not always a kind spot. If you've got somebody there who is really a quality human being too, it makes all the difference in the world.
Well, and if you've got the support of the main act too, that means all the things, all the difference in the world. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that Kenny really supported me and really wanted me to be there. And then a few years later, there was a movie opportunity that came about called Rio Diablo for CBS. And Kenny went to bat for me when I had very little acting experience. And he basically went into CBS and said, look, I really think Travis Tritt is the perfect person to play my counterpart in this movie. And if you don't sign him, I don't think I want to do the role either.
It's pretty good leverage right there.
It's great leverage. Definitely the kind of leverage you want on your side.
It's going to be a magical night, huh?
It really is. Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Because obviously all the great music, but also knowing that he's going to leave behind a tremendous legacy.
Yeah. Well, and think of how many nights like this people do posthumously for someone.
Yes.
This is somebody, he's still alive, so vital.
Absolutely.
I think he's going to enjoy retirement, to be honest. You know?
Bring me roses while I'm living.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's great to see you.
Good to see you, brother.
Thanks. Billy Dean joining us, along with Chloe Chanel. And take me back. First time you and Kenny Rogers ever would have crossed paths.
Never forget it, man. I was doing a show outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I heard he was in town doing a Christmas show. Asked me if I would come over and sing a couple of songs in his show. And I said, absolutely. And from there, he invited me to tour with him. And so for several Christmas seasons, I would tour with him during the Christmas season. And then I was managed by his company and just became friends, man. He's just one of the dearest, sweetest guys. We've had a great long friendship, writing songs, touring together. And it was just so, he always said he knew this when this day was going to come. And I just didn't think, it ever would, but here it is, man. I can't believe it. What a great way to put an end and an exclamation to such a career. Yeah. You know, he stayed healthy. He did it with dignity and always stayed true to who he was. And he broke down a lot of racial barriers with, working across with Motown artists, bringing that influence into country music to show that, hey, man, you know, when it comes to music, you know, we're all the same, really. And I just love that about him. I think he was an innovator, and he's just left his mark forever indelibly on country music.
You talk about Motown. He and Lionel Richie hooked up on a good one, huh?
Oh, big time. I'm telling you right now, Lionel, I asked Lionel, I said, hey, man, why didn't you record Lady? He said, okay, here it is. Commodore album, the best Commodore album, 3 million records maybe. Kenny Rogers, The Lady, 25 million.
There you go, right?
That'll answer it all right there.
Well, you talk about millions, you never know who's watching a television show from America's Got Talent, Chloe Chanel, and millions of folks watch that show, but every once in a while, somebody really important watches that show. Huh?
Yes, sir. It's crazy to think that Kenny Rogers saw me on TV and then happened to call me and ask me to be on their show that they did in Branson, Missouri, which is the toy shop where I met Billy. And it's kind of weird to think this, but it feels like a generation thing. Like, there's Kenny Rogers and he helped out Billy, and now Billy's helping out me. Hopefully it'll go a long way in music, just so I can do what he did and change lives and write good music and stay true to the art, which is music. And it's crazy. It's just, it's unimaginable that I'm even here.
I can tell you one thing, you're hanging out with two really good ones in Billy Dean and Kenny Rogers.
They tell me all the time.
I'm sure they
pay it forward, baby. Gotta pay it forward.
Billy Dean and Chloe Chanel. I'm Charlie Battis.
We listen all the time. Love it. Keep that opera coming.
With multiple Grammy winner Linda Davis. This is kind of a hometown gig for you because you spent several years on the road and still as part of the farewell tour with Kenny.
I am. To be backstage getting ready for a show with Kenny Rogers is very natural.
Right, yeah.
However, this is like on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
all of the friends of Kenny's, so many artists, that it's like a big old reunion. You feel that.
Yeah.
the fans out in the stands, I mean, they have no idea what a beautiful, beautiful show this is about to be. They know it's going to be good, but I don't know that they know how good.
What a guy to spend time with on the road, though, huh? I mean, about as classy as you're going to get.
That's right. And he's so giving. He's a mentor and a teacher and has given me so many tips and some guidance and advice and opportunity. And I bet everybody that you've interviewed has said the same thing.
It's been like ditto. It's been like on repeat all night long. Yeah. But it's a wonderful testament.
Yes, and I think that's why he's so beloved. He's so giving, and that's what he gets from his fans.
It's great to see.
Good to see you, Charlie.
Thank you, Lynn.
Always WSM.
With Wynonna and Naomi, the Judds, reuniting for this historic event tonight. That in and of itself is pretty cool, aside from everything else going on tonight. What a night, huh?
Well, when I hear the word historic, that is such a marker moment, you know, that all this has happened since I was 20. It's unbelievable and surreal, honestly, because he's a family friend, yet he's a legend. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of odd, because in country, we're actually pretty close. Yeah. And we worked together, and I just love this man. And he wrote me a handwritten note saying, I really would like for you all to be a part because I'm asking people that mean something to me. And I still have the letter. It's like, this is Kenny Rogers, you know?
Whether it's this building or the Opry, there really is a family connection in country music, isn't there, Naomi?
Absolutely, but I have to acknowledge that today it's starting to wane, and that really disturbs me because we've got Loretta Lynn, Dolly, and Kenny are right behind me. And we're losing a lot of our legends. This guy is telling me to move on.
Well, listen, we'll take the cue from Kenny Rogers. All in for the gambler. It's the farewell concert celebration. Kenny Rogers and friends at Bridgestone Arena with Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. How fitting that this event and this night happens in this arena, literally a half a block away from the Country Music Hall of Fame, where you guys are both members.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she got
feels
me
good.
In.
Yeah, I got him in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, sure. Actually, this is a special night for both of us, but especially for Kenny, because all the wonderful songs he's recorded through the years and written, all these wonderful artists in Nashville and around the country are singing them. So he's getting to sit back and listen to what all he's done through the years, and I'm just proud to be part of it.
Hardly wait.
Well, there's a great line from Forrest Gump that we go together like peas and carrots. Kenny and Dolly, it's hard not to smile when you hear those two names.
True.
For us too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time. I'll see you on Hers Good But Farewell Tour.
Yeah, on my farewell tour. That'd be a while.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. You can listen to us 24 hours a day at WSMonline.com with the app download to your smartphone as well. And make sure you check out our brand new 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week Americana stream, Route 650. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. Our general manager is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, brought to you by NashvilleGuitarStore.com.
Thanks for listening to this WSM digital production. Get more and stay connected with the WSM app.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.